Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Terry Lonier is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. You know Terry. She's been with us before many times for a long, over a number of years. She is the president of Working Solo. She's one of the strongest voices in the micropreneur world that there is out there. She's written some outstanding documents, including Working Solo, which has received a number of awards. In fact, Fast Company called it the Free Agent's Bible. If you're an independent contractor, if you're a home-based business owner, you're working solo. And she's our good friend. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for helping us continue to celebrate Home-Based Business Week.
I know. This is great. More and more of us are out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what do you think? I hear estimates in excess of 20 million. I don't just call them home-based. I include people, you know, any micropreneur, anyone, as you say. I think I like your term of working solo.
Well, Jim, this whole idea about statistics is such a slippery slope because there are so many different ways of working these days. I mean, some companies want to look at people that have home offices, but they're also W-2 employees, because
right.
Actually they do have a home office because they're out there buying computers and printers and supplies
right.
and all of that. So those are sometimes called day extenders.
Mm-hmm.
They have their day job, but they extend it at home. So I think there's really a difference between home office and home businesses. Home businesses, of course, come in every single flavor, from people who are, this is their full-time line of business, to people who are doing this as an avocation to kind of get started. A huge army of eBay entrepreneurs, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I
well,
think
you know,
that's what gives vitality to the entire movement.
Well, the reason that I think it's good to talk about the numbers is because if you talk to some people, they'll say that there are 7 or 8 million small business owners out there, but what they're talking about, who they're talking about, are those who have any kind of significant. They file a tax return for the business.
Yes.
You know, these are traditional businesses downtown on the strip. You know, out in the industrial parks, that kind of thing. Those kinds of businesses, and like mine is now, but I think that's. You know, just a minority percentage of the overall total number of people who are out there working solo, working. Maybe they've got, you know, they've got a part timer or they're an independent contractor. And I agree with our friend Dan Pink and others who say that you know, there may be 25 million of those folks.
I agree, and sometimes I think that number is even higher because, of course, I think there are a lot of people who won't recognize that they're in business. And they're doing things on a cash economy.
Right.
It may be eBay. It may be just some part-time things that crop up, and so they'll conduct all their business in cash. But I think in the long run, that's to their detriment because there are so many deductions that if you truly become a legitimate business, that your taxes can actually benefit more than just doing things in a haphazard way.
Well, and beyond the taxes, I mean, I think you make an excellent point, Terry, but in addition to that, I mean, it's not a good idea to be something and not know you are that.
Yes.
It's not a good idea, you know, to be a business owner in reality and not even recognize that. So I encourage, but I think you're exactly right. I think there are a lot of independent contractors out there, a lot of people who for survival purposes, perhaps, they basically think that they're just making a living. But they are business owners, and they need to think about themselves. They need to think about being themselves as an individual, but also having this other entity that they're nurturing, which is their business.
Right, right. And I brought this up in a recent Inc. magazine column that I wrote. You know, I'm a columnist. I'm the one-person
right.
business columnist for Inc.com, and I did this
right.
entire article on banning the word freelance. And of course, it was tongue-in-cheek, because my idea is that if you call yourself freelance, many times it's just something you're doing in between.
Right.
And you should have seen the emails I got, Jim, from people saying, I've been a freelancer for decades.
Yeah.
How dare you denigrate this term? But actually, they missed the point. The point was, take yourself seriously, and the names that you give yourself are really, really important to not only how you perceive yourself and your business, but how the world perceives you.
Well, they certainly did take misunderstand your meaning on that one, but I agree with you on that. Next week is Boss's Day, Terry, and that was a pivotal day one time in the past for you, wasn't it?
It was. October 16th is National Boss Day, and I was looking for a way to launch my very first book, Working Solo, back in 93 was the first edition.
And when you were 18.
Yes, that's true. Thanks for remembering, Jim. So I looked through, I knew it was going to come out in the month of October, and so I looked through the month of October, and I was looking for a day, some kind of celebration to peg it to. And so I did this very humorous thing about soloists are look in the mirror in the morning, and when they're brushing their teeth on National Boss Day, they say, okay, how do you want to treat yourself today? So, but again, circling back to our other conversation, just what we were talking about, how you think of yourself as the boss, even if you're a one-person business, is so important.
Well, and of course, Terry, every business owner has that conversation with themselves every day in the mirror. You know, some days they look at themselves and say, well, you had a pretty good day yesterday. Looks like today's going to be another good one. And some days they look in the mirror and they say, what are you thinking?
Yes.
Are you out of your mind? What makes
yes.
you think you can do this?
Well,
and in any given 7-day period, you know, you're going to have the full range of emotions when you do the look in the mirror thing.
Absolutely. And the thing, Jim, is that new business owners think that only happens for the first year or two of the business.
Yeah.
What they don't understand is that you're in business for decades, and you're still having mm-hmm. those conversations.
Well, I've been in business for myself since 1989. Next month, we celebrate 10 years of the Small Business Advocate Show.
Wow.
And I still have these conversations with myself.
Sure.
But, you know, I think it's good. I think it's one of the ways you seek excellence. Don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Absolutely. To think that your business can start up one way and not change is absolute delusion.
Well said. Terry Lanier, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. She's the founder of Working Solo. Many of you have seen her columns at Inc.com and many other places over the years. Her book is called Working Solo. She and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
She's got it. Yeah, baby. Has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and a way to subscribe to my newsletter, which comes every week by email. You can check out our blog while you're there, and lots of good resources for you there, including a lot of information that Terry Lanier has submitted and deposited with us over the years. And don't forget, if you want to listen to our show, any of the archives, you can podcast those, so use that to your advantage as well. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz. AskJim.biz is where you can get small business answers now. Terry Lanier is our guest, and she's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're continuing to celebrate Home-Based Business Week. I don't mind calling it Working Solo Week. Terry, give us your website, please.
That's nice. Working Solo Week. Thanks, Jim.
How about that?
Kind of expanded the notion. The website is very straightforward. It's workingsolo.com.
What do we find when we get there?
Well, we've been up on the web since 1995, which makes us one of the early pioneers, as always, and mm-hmm. a whole range of resources. All of them are free. It acts kind of as a one-stop information source for people who are either thinking about going out and being self-employed or people who have been working solo for quite some time.
Right. What do you think is the future of working solo in the 21st century?
Well, I think
what's it going to look like in the years ahead?
I think it's transforming. I think, you know, I started working solo back in 1978 when people thought I was absolutely out of my mind, mm-hmm. that I didn't get a real job with somebody like IBM or a bank or something like that. And I think over the years we've seen technology advance. You can now be up and be looking very professional for $2,000 with a laser printer and a laptop computer and an internet access. Mm-hmm. And so I think the stigma, the public perception has totally changed about working independently. And I think we're going to be seeing more and more virtual companies where people are going to be working.
One of the things I like to, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Working independently, but coming together on a project basis.
I think you're right. You know, I remind people, I like to remind people about the fact that being home-based is not some novel idea. It's the original idea.
Yes.
For business.
Yes. Well, that's what I talk about. In terms of the founding of our country, we had the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and now we have the personal trainer, the dog walker, and the caterer.
Exactly. Well, and you can go back, I mean, all the way to when Og traded with Gog over, you know, over in Neanderthal land. You know, they were working from their home caves, you know. And,
yeah.
And it's when the marketplace began, when the division of labor, as Adam Smith describes it, when the division of labor began, people were working from home. I mean, it's the original place of business. And so it's,
yeah.
this is not something that is, you know, that is novel or new. And, you know, Terry, I was a teleworker in the 70s and early 80s when I worked for Xerox.
Yes. Yes,
and
I remember.
For six years I was a teleworker. I ran a territory. I ran a large part of a state for Xerox out of my home. And in those days, even though I was an employee, even that was weird for people.
Back then, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But fortunately, working conditions are a little better than they were back in the 1700s
yeah.
and 1800s.
Yeah. No question about it. So you think the future is good for working solo in the future, and so you think there's going to be more collaboration, and it's going to be global too, isn't it? It's not going to be across neighborhoods. It's going to be across continents.
Absolutely. Tim Ferriss's book, Working the, was it the 4-Hour Workweek?
Yeah.
Has opened up so many people's eyes that even though they're a solo business owner, they too can outsource. They can have a virtual assistant. That person may be in the United States. It may be in any kind of country around the world. Skype and voice over internet is giving us opportunity to stay seamlessly connected with people, and they're using the differences in the time zones to their advantage.
You know, Terry, in my own business, I have 4 full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
But I help make payroll for about 20-plus people in about 7 or 8 states.
Wow.
These are all people who come together, like you were talking about, working with me on projects either every day or every week or every month. Or something like that. These are all people that are part of our business. That in the old days, I would have had those people all under my roof. Which means, Terry, that I wouldn't have been able to have done it because I don't need those people full time.
Yes.
But in the old days, to get that kind of power, I would have had to have hired them full time. Which means that the business I have would not exist.
Right. I call it, Jim, the Hollywood model. It's the way the big producers put together a big movie project. They pull together the best people they can for that project, and then when that project is done, they go on.
I like that. Hollywood. See, I've always wanted to be called Hollywood Jim. What do you think?
There you go.
Hey, Terry, give us that website again, please.
www.workingsolo.com.
So your business is going to be 14 years old next Tuesday?
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much. As always.
Terry Lanier, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back after these messages with our good friend Ray Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.